As we come to celebrate our Saviour's birth tonight, I want to tell you a Christmas story. It's an Aussie Christmas story. It's a story of an Australian family that was travelling a long distance on Christmas Day. The husband and wife were the proud parents of their first child, a sweet and lovely baby boy, nearly a year old at the time. They had a long way to go to get to their destination. As they drove down the Hume Highway between Sydney and Melbourne, they needed to stop for lunch. Now, these were the days when the Hume Highway still went through the little country towns and wasn't just a big dual highway all the way to Melbourne. So everything seemed shut on Christmas Day in the country town where they stopped for lunch, except the local McDonald's restaurant. Not the best place for a great Christmas lunch feast, but really the only option. There was only one other customer in the McDonald's that Christmas at lunchtime. He was an old drunk, dirty, smelly, unwashed for a week or more, hair unkempt, wearing an old-fashioned suit that he probably bought for $5 from the Salvos, muttering to himself as he snuffled through his burger and chips. The couple tried to stay away from him, tried to ignore him as they quickly ate their own food. But their little child somehow could not keep his eyes off the old man. From his high chair, the son smiled at the drunk and waved to him, a trick that he'd recently learned. He kept on reaching his hands out to the man as if he wanted to be picked up by him. At first, the man didn't notice. But eventually, the baby boy's actions caught his attention. He started smiling and waving back at the young boy. Then, to the couple's dismay, the old man came over to them, his eyes bright, drawn by the baby. The baby was very excited, reaching up both arms towards him. As the mother tried to pick up her child and shield him from the old man, her son squirmed and wriggled and almost leapt from her arms, only to be caught and held in the old man's embrace. Then the baby cuddled under the old man's weather-beaten, sweaty, stubbled and prickly face and put his little baby arms tight around that wrinkled, unsavory neck. For a moment, no one moved. Then his face wreathed in a smile and looking as if it might crack from sheer joy, the old man gently took the young boy and gave him back to his mother. "Thank you very much," he said quietly, the alcoholic mumbling and muttering temporarily stilled. It seemed as if he was talking to the child. A solitary tear moistened the corner of his eye. Happy Christmas. Christmas had come to a lonely old man through a baby who reached out to embrace him. And somehow Christmas had come to the mum and dad too. Tonight we celebrate the embrace of grace. Tonight on this Christmas Eve we celebrate that a baby came a long way simply to embrace us with God's grace and favour. A baby who is Christ the Lord, the Saviour. Beyond all the kitsch and glitter that we've come to associate with Christmas, baby Jesus comes to embrace us with the love of God. Tonight, maybe you're wondering if you're worthy to be here. Maybe you haven't been in worship for a long time, and you're not even sure if God is real, let alone if he loves you or could even love you. So tonight, know the embrace of grace. Baby Jesus doesn't come to us because we're lovable and beautiful, but because of our weaknesses and our sins. We need a Saviour, and he is the one. Christmas is entirely God's initiative. He reaches out to us, no matter what we are like, no matter what our past, no matter what sin or darkness might be there in our past, no matter how much of a wreck our lives might be or how much we think we have it all together. There's really nothing very sentimental or glamorous about Jesus coming. He comes like any baby bathed in blood and birthing fluids. He comes because we need a Savior. To smelly shepherds outside Bethlehem, a baby comes with the embrace of God's grace. To unwashed drunks in McDonald's restaurants in Australia, a baby comes with the embrace of grace. To us sinful human beings gathered here at church on this holy night, a baby comes with the embrace of grace. This baby comes to transform lives and hearts with the unconditional love and forgiveness of God. He comes to live for us, this baby, to show us what it means that God loves us. He comes to die for us, this baby, to throw his arms around us and the whole world on the cross. That's why he's called a Savior, because he saves us and forgives us and washes us clean and brings us back to where we belong, to the embrace of grace, the loving arms of God. If ever we doubt God's favor for us, we need only look at the baby in the manger. To say God loves us is not an abstract concept. It is to say God comes to us through Jesus to embrace us with his grace. This baby who comes to us in such humble circumstances, laid in a feed box for animals, comes to show us God's favor. He brings peace to our troubled hearts, peace with God, peace that goes beyond circumstances. As he throws his arms around us, he whispers, "Peace. God is pleased with you. Do not be afraid. Peace be with you." This is truly good news for us, news of great joy. As dirty as we may be, God loves us and throws his arms around us. He transforms our lives and brings us from bondage to freedom, from despair to joy, from selfishness to God's generosity. Listen again to Paul's words to Titus. "When the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs of eternal life." Do you know the embrace of grace? Do you know the baby who comes from God to throw his arms around us and be our Savior? God's favor rests on you through this Christmas baby. May the good news bring you great joy today, on this Christmas Eve, and always. Amen.